Nolte, 90% of U.S. population growth happened outside big cities. By John Nolte on May 23, 2024. If you look at population patterns, 90% of Americans want nothing to do with the American cities located outside of Florida and Texas. Via Real, Clear, Politics. There are 124 cities with a population over 200,000 in the U.S. according to the U.S. Census Bureau's population estimates for last year. Over 90% of the U.S. population growth last year took place outside of its 124 largest cities. About a third of those cities lost population last year. The total growth in the population of cities with over 200,000 residents grew by 23%, less than half of what the U.S. grew last year. Roughly a third of those that lost population were located in New York and California. The three largest cities in the U.S., New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, all lost population again in 2023. Between the three cities, over 700,000 people have left since the 2020 census. New York is by far the biggest loser at 546,000. That is about 6.2% of its 2020 population. Of those 124 cities where only 10% of the population growth occurred, Texas had the highest number with 14, and Florida saw population growth in every one of its nine cities that hold more than 200,000 residents. For those of you wondering why his fraudulent C. Joe Biden's handlers are willing to risk losing the 2024 presidential election by opening up our southern border to millions and millions of unvetted illegal aliens, this is why. The U.S. Census determines how many congressional seats and presidential electoral votes each state receives. The U.S. Census also counts illegal aliens in the same way it counts citizens. So, if normal people flee your shitty city and state, no problem. All you have to do is open the border and make up the population loss with all those illegals. Sure, you only make your state worse, and an even bigger welfare state. But you won't lose your political power to us MAGAtards. The other thing happening here is normal people voting with their feet. Over the last two decades, the left has gone insane. Instead of paying attention to their cities and states, local Democrats have become obsessed with national politics. Rather than filling potholes, picking up the garbage, and imprisoning violent criminals, they are condemning Israel, harping that we should be able to abort babies right up to the moment of birth, and eager to convince your little boy he's a little girl who needs immediate surgical mutilation. Sadly, too many Democrat voters put up with this. It used to be that there were enough sane Democrat voters to demand that the basics of everyday life — schools, trash, roads, clean water, safety from crime — were the focus of local politicians. Heaven help the Democrat who failed at quality of life issues. Those days are over. Democrat voters are so deranged over national issues — abortion, trans issues, etc. — they've stopped caring about their own local quality of life issues. Some Democrats are so stupid they feel virtuous putting up with violent crime, higher taxes, lower property values, and homeless encampments if it means showing us Trump-tards a thing or two. So, normal people are skedaddling to normal America, where quality of life matters. And from our quiet, safe, friendly, tolerant, and clean normal America, we can sit back and watch blue America eat itself alive. That's a win-win, baby. Real Clear makes another excellent point about these numbers. How they confirm Americans are against the supposed utopia of dense urban living promoted by so many urban planners. My pretty wife and I are experiencing this right now on our camping trip. Currently, we are camped in rural Indiana where everything is pretty far away, but there's not a lot of traffic. Twice now we've gone into Chicago to visit family. Everything in the city is dense and close. But Chicago is hell, an urban nightmare where gas costs nearly $5 a gallon. There's no place to park, it's dirty, and you can sit at a stoplight for 20 minutes. There is nothing relaxing about that city. It's pure stress. Rural Indiana is bliss. Who cares if Walmart is 40 minutes away? When there's no traffic, a drive can be a wonderful way to unwind. Everything about rural America is relaxing, clean, safe, and stress-free. Normal people already live in the utopia Democrats claim to want. Where leftists govern, life is hell, and normal people have had enough. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.